So Mark, maybe you can take this case from the audience. 30-year-old patient, 0.4 centimeter HER2 positive, ER positive tumor. Mother died age 45 of breast cancer. She's a BRCA2 germline carrier. She wants to have children. So any chemo? What about pregnancy? What about adjuvant therapy in general? 0.4 centimeters, I'm assuming it's node negative, Mark.
Yeah, we probably at least would discuss TH with her, and then antiestrogen therapy, probably tamoxifen for 5 years.
So Hal, how about this patient? How low do you go?
4 millimeters is how low we go.
Really?
So that's about the threshold. If you go back to the affinity and neratinib outcomes, it's like 10% risk of recurrence at 5 years, not 30% risk. And I don't know exactly what accounts for that. Some of it's probably downstaging. Some of it's better HER2 testing. Some of it's concurrent chemotrastuzumab-based therapy. But when you're building the model, I wonder if the original estimates for risk overstated. Because in my own experience, I do not see 30% of patients relapsing. And if you look at recent data from the I-SPY2 trial that Hope knows well, if you looked at the patients who had PATH CR with anti-HER2-based therapy, the 3 to 4 year recurrence risk was 4% or less. So I think that those original estimates, I think, probably underestimate the benefit of trastuzumab and or perhaps more accurately overstate the risk. I will concede we don't have 10-year follow-up for affinity or extinet.
This comes up all the time, Angelo, in terms of tumor boards, is like, when do you treat a node-negative tumor under a centimeter? Any global way you approach this question, Angelo?
I think that's the typical situation in which you have to involve the patient into the decision. You know, below 1 centimeter, my trend is basically to treat, by the way, these patients with weekly paclitaxel plus trastuzumab. But it is true that you are dealing with a patient who have a 3 or 4 millimeter tumor node negative, and the patient is not strongly motivated for receiving adjuvant chemotherapy. You may still consider not giving that treatment. My trend is basically for treating these patients, but I want to share my decision with the patient. And if I see a patient in front of me who is not convinced at all to receive adjuvant therapy, then this is a situation in which I can consider not giving any adjuvant therapy.